This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It has been tough, we know, to have heard oh so very much about inflation these past couple of months. Here, there, and everywhere, the economic news is about prices going up, what Jay Powell has to say about it, and whether it's going to last or be, to quote our illustrious Fed chair, transitory. You know who we haven't heard from much, though, in all of this? You, and what you're thinking about and expecting. Since inflation expectations are a big part of whether inflation actually shows up. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to get us going.
Go to the gas station. The price at the pump is more than 50% higher than last spring. Used cars up 30%. Major appliances up 12%. Claudia Somm, who spent a decade as an economist at the Fed, says price spikes so far are mostly concentrated in things like vehicles and appliances and travel, tied to the reopening of the economy.
And frankly, over decades, we have seen a very moderate pace of inflation, and the Federal Reserve is convinced that it is going to come back down.
And that's what most consumers think, too, according to new survey data from Morning Consult, says economist John Lear.
Consumers believe the prices of certain goods in pandemic-hit sectors are likely to increase more rapidly than other goods.
So right now, consumers expect trips and vacations and cars and home repairs to go way up in price, but not items like furniture or groceries or rent. John Burnham is 55, an automotive engineer in Batavia, Illinois, with one kid in college and another heading there next year. He's trying to make sense of all the inflation news.
I'm very good at spending money, but my wife is even better at budgeting. I'm aware of the inflationary fears that some people might have. There might be inflation. No, I don't think it's going to be like the 70s.
The family's been saving for a new dryer and a new car, he says. But with prices up so much right now,
if our minivan holds out for another year, we may have to push that purchase off.
Expectations of higher inflation might actually worry higher income folks more than those who spend most of what they earn every month, says Claudia Somm.
Inflation hurts the wealthy. It makes their savings less valuable. And it actually helps those who have debts.
She says as long as wages keep rising with inflation, the money's not worth as much when you pay it back. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.